From Indiana Public Radio and Ball State University, this is The Scene, the show that captures live music right from our own backyards and brings it straight to you. I'm your host, Will Robbins, and on this episode, I sit down with all of our producers to discuss this season thus far. Each producer will pick a couple of their favorite acts from the first half of the season, and we will all discuss our thoughts on each act. The music will feature multiple genres, festivals, and music venues all recorded here in Indiana. Let's begin with our producers introducing themselves.
I'm Harrison Kern. I am a producer slash engineer for The Scene, and I'm a TCOM audio production major.
What up, Council? I'm Judah. I'm an immersive learning student intern, and I'm a sophomore communications major.
Hello, everyone. My name is Adam Finassier, and I am the honors undergraduate fellow with The Scene, and I am a junior studying music media production.
Hello, everybody. I'm Wesley Skaggs. I am one of the producer and engineers for The Scene. I am a senior music media production major.
My name is Kyler Altenhoff. I am a senior music media production major, and I am an immersive learning student intern with The Scene.
Hi, I'm Chase Carter. I'm a senior music production major, and I'm an engineer producer here on The Scene.
My name is Mason Gould. I'm a telecommunications audio major, and I'm an immersive learning student here at The Scene.
My name is Will Robbins. I'm the booking communications coordinator for The Scene. I'm a TCOM audio production student. What is the first band that you picked?
The first band that I'm featuring for this little roundtable discussion is a band called Indian Old School. And the song that I chose that kind of represents their sound and their energy is a song called Attention Deficit. It's an opening track on their newest record called Growth. That record's on Bandcamp at indianoldschool.com. Or indianoldschool.bandcamp.com.
Cool. Awesome.
So let's check it out.
Was at Village Green Records, right?
It was at Village Green Records.
Yeah, that was a good show.
What podcast is that in?
That's in episode 3.
Is that your first episode?
That was my first episode that I produced.
Awesome. How many episodes did you actually get to produce?
I'm on my, I don't know, 4? 5 maybe?
Good. I think I remember listening to that one, and it was just like, with it was just an awesome intro because like they're just a jam.
Right.
They're
yeah.
just a jam.
Yeah. yeah. I was there when we got recorded. They're high energy for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Where are they from?
They're from Anderson. Okay. Anderson, Indiana. But they frequent the Muncie area.
Yeah. Always.
A-Town. Cool. Represent.
Harrison, what's your second band?
Second band that I'm featuring is a band called Plateau Below. They're from Bloomington. They're like a psychedelic, I kind of call them like a psychedelic doo-wop rock
doo-wop.
Group.
Ooh.
They have a song called Eris, which is also the opening track from their set from Back Alley Ballyhoo. And I picked a song because I love the way that it's performed live versus the, and maybe we could even do this. There's the live version that that I produced for my episode. And mm-hmm. then the album version that they have is, I wouldn't say it's wildly different, but I think it's definitely interesting. The version, they do something completely different with the live version, which is super cool. And it's got this like nostalgic and kind of melancholy feel to it. So, and I kind of described it as like you're looking through an old photo album.
Thank you.
Woo. Yeah, dude.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That was good.
They
wowza.
Their whole catalog is one of the most underrated Indiana bands, I think, because I never hear anything about them. I think they're kind of...
They go nuts.
They're hard.
Yeah.
They're super good.
Where are they from?
They're from Bloomington.
Sick.
They actually have a like a live performance of... most of the songs that they performed on the scene are also on WIUX. They have like a live recording thing that they do, and there's some pretty good tracks on there too. So that's another thing that people could check out.
I really enjoyed that part with the singer, with like it goes up to the high notes.
Yeah,
and it's just really hard to find a singer nowadays. It's like relaxed in the local scene, but like there's plenty of talented musicians and, mm-hmm. and singers, but like the one that gets them from tier one to tier two,
right?
Just that ability.
Yeah, they remind me a lot of Twin Peaks, that band.
Yeah,
yeah, mm-hmm. that kind of vibe just reminds me of being a junior in high school, walking around, listening to that.
Nice.
To these tracks, these psychedelic doo-wop tracks. Good times.
That was recorded at Square Hat.
Is that Square Hat vinyl on the outside stage at Back Alley Ballyhoo?
Great set.
Yep. Awesome. Great set. Sweet. Super good.
So, Judah, what's your first band?
My first act is Naptown Legend Double A. This one was recorded at Trees Hip Hop Festival for the Pioneer, or at the Pioneer, rather. I really regret missing Trees Hip Hop Festival. I went to a King Gizzard concert instead of going to it, but this performance is really good. This song, it just reminds me of being, it sounds like you're underwater when you're hearing it. It's just got this cool like reverb, and there's a moment where it just goes nuts during it. So that's a lot of fun. I don't think this one was actually put on any album either, but it's a solid track.
Can y'all say, got it? Get it? Got it. Let's go. All right. I've been missing for some days. I've been stuck up in my ways, yeah. Y'all just wishing for the plays. We've been shifting out of ways, yeah. Everybody want to pay. Everybody want to stay, yeah. When you bond with your own, they gon' say you should behave, yeah. I said this is about to happen. We gon' make it out this rapping, ayy. Never settle for a fraction. They gon' hit you with some tractions, ayy. Now it's time that we've been laughing. Only family we've been dapping, ayy. You don't need it with them dudes. We mess keeping with the moves. Hey, ears drumming like I'm Sway Lee. Pay me, nothing I say free. I'm ballin', y'all just JV. Play me, moment like AD. Plenty can, no jacket. I be jacket, sounds like they about to trade me. I've been grinding for this daily. Lately, started in grade 3. Back when I was in the B-Rear. Thinking that I wouldn't be strict. Yeah, everybody wanted free tier. I bet they couldn't relive. Yeah, so thought I wouldn't bring hits. I ain't even need a free trip to the top light. Two A's and D-I-O-P, they should just be us to the spotlight, but I got it.
Get it, got it.
Okay.
Got it, get it, got it.
Sit down.
Got it.
Yeah.
Get it.
Okay, get it, got it, good like me. Ain't nobody around the hood like me once I say.
Get it, got it.
Yeah.
Get it, got it, good.
Okay. Get it, got it. Get it, got it, good, yeah. Get it, got it, good. Get it, got it, good, yeah.
That was good.
Yep, that was Got It by Double A.
Awesome.
I caught that set. That was the one that I was at when we were at Trees. And then jealous. I got to talk to Double A. He's a cool guy. I talked to him at my friend Daniel. He did a documentary about thrifting in Indianapolis. He's a Naptown thrift guy.
Yeah.
So,
I think recently he's rebuilding his shop right now.
The shop that they were at is gone. Like they're not there anymore. So they're trying to figure that out.
He's talking about that. We saw him again at, New Hands.
Oh, right.
I mean, one thing about Double A's is he's consistent. Like he was saying, like you could really hear his flows. It's good shows.
Super solid.
Yeah.
I also got him during Virginia Avenue. Because it was raining that day, there wasn't as big of a crowd.
And yeah.
Mm-hmm. That probably also affected his performance. But, I mean, that was definitely a lot better than what I captured.
People are going crazy.
Yeah.
It sounded like it.
The crowd is really good.
Pioneer crowd.
All the sounds.
I really like the Pioneer. It's a good place.
Yeah.
Chase, what's your first band?
The first band is Among Authors. We heard them at Virginia Avenue Music Fest. It was like on the day before it started raining. So like the morning crowd came out. They're the first ones on. The song I want you to play is called Noble Eyes. And actually at the beginning of this, you'll hear the quote from Oppenheimer when he dropped the atomic bomb. They sort of incorporated it into their song.
It was like sampled then?
Yeah, okay. It's sampled.
I thought you were saying like he was quoting it, and I'm like,
no.
That's cool. But yeah, no, I get what you're saying.
It's pretty heavy. Spooky. Yeah.
And it is a spooky song. Just his voice, his falsetto is crazy. So.
Okay, let's take a listen.
Thank you.
We got to catch these guys, I think I said, at Virginia Avenue Music Fest. Their singer is Ian Ketterer. They're from Seattle, Washington. They like to describe their music as like indie rock. But Ian, not many people know, but he was, he underwent open heart surgery when he was 23. You can look at their bio. It says it in their bio.
Wow.
I think they're even featured on NPR's Tiny Desk just a few months after we recorded them.
Oh, that's cool.
In May. So, yeah. It was nice to get a little sneak peek.
Chase, what's your second band?
The next band I got is the Lucille Furs. We caught them at the Back Alley Ballyhoo. And the song I want to play is called Another Lands. I just really like this song. It brings back like the sense of like what classic Psy-Rock used to be. And like what it's like a modern take on what classic Psy-Rock sounds like.
Oh, awesome. Let's take a listen.
Thank you.
This is The Scene from Indiana Public Radio. Listening to The Scene from Indiana Public Radio.
My first person that I wanted to feature was Mickey Young, and the song that you're about to hear was one of his performances at Treese. He performed at White Rabbit, and there was a band there that had gathered for that night and just served as the backing band for all the artists that came through, and his performance was very compelling. Mickey Young, you can tell he takes his social media presence and just his personal brand very seriously. And it was just a joy to talk to him and just coordinate with him on like getting mixes and whatnot, because he was very enthusiastic and very excited to work with The Scene in Indiana Public Radio. And so, yeah, this song was performed at White Rabbit, and it's actually not on Spotify or Bandcamp or anywhere. So this is a Indiana Public Radio, The Scene exclusive performance.
Whoa, geez.
Name drop.
Yeah. Oh,
wow.
And on the episode itself, it's on season 10, episode 5, The Treese Show, and it's about 41 minutes in.
2, 3. Said that problem hit too many Christians. But like I said, no one hit us on a mission. I'm fishing for daily decision. Going to figure out this life I've been giving. Keep missing the point. It's weighing on me, homie. Let's go, let's go, let's go.
Hey, let's go.
Outstanding. My granny's 18 or other ways. I'm thinking, what the heck is God planning, yo? Life is poison, no antidote. Then how the heck we gon' manage, yo? On a search to find my habit. My habitat is filled with cracks and bad habits. And I hate the plot. I'm done playing, someone make it stop. Feel like everybody near me, but they're fearing me because I got this skin. I can't take a lot. In other words, dog, I'm overwhelmed. Weekly tweets tweaking about the pills. Shiny to the chest as I think it feels. I'm under stress. It's like the OCD gon' make the bridge depressed. It collapse. Lay in the bed, it collapse. They relax. I'm flipping pages through the book. Perfection doc is paranoia. This life we live is paranoia. I'm tripping still, I got my man's man. The prescription real is these glasses. We grasp it up with these glasses. The system dumb, I can't pass it. Stuck in the past, man, just like a master. I need a wife, no, I need a pastor. I'm my passion, I know my fam, home open, I'm passing. And my life the rapture. Like life on the going faster. Peace, man, I can't capture. Same thing that everyone after. Man, see that they say hate is gone. Hate, hey, play is gone.
Let's go. 1, 2, 3, jump.
hope of what is life you don't when they corrupt your walk. They don't like your walk and they don't like your soul. That's what I hate them for. They hating, yo. Wanna take a world what I made them for. I ain't picking it up cause I ain't giving a fuck. I ain't gonna trip about nobody tripping me up. I said, haters gone, hey. Players gone, play. Struggle every day.
I'm just trying to find my way.
I said, like, haters gone, hey.
What?
Players gone, play. I just struggle every day.
Solid.
That yeah. was amazing, dude.
There's just this new wave of hip-hop artists that just blur the line between neo-soul, jazz, hip-hop, and R&B, and I think Mickey Young's one of those artists, and it was a very good experience to go see him perform at Cherise.
Yeah, I was just, like, hearing him play Soundcheck, and I just immediately became a fan of him. Like, I followed him on Instagram and checked out his SoundCloud.
That's the best feeling when you know a band's good by their sound check.
Yeah.
You're just like, oh, I'm ready.
That's very accurate. That's good.
So my second band is a band called Preston Black, and they are primarily based in Kokomo, but they spend a lot of time in Muncie. Two of their members, two out of the three, I should say, are Ball State graduates, and one of them is actually my roommate, so shout out Cole. they're a reggae rock band, and they're very tight. Just a three-piece band. Alex Moss, Cole Bettner on drums, and Kit Hammond as the lead guitarist and also lead vocals. They're very tight. They're well-rehearsed, and every show you go to, you can tell that they put a lot of effort in making sure that their music is cohesive. And this song that we're about to hear is called Look at the Sun, and it is from their performance at Village Green Records on April 13th.
Travel the world.
Preston Black, they're actually slated for a Benny Gratis release. So Beneficence Records will be filming them at the studios and will be releasing two videos with live audio and live video. And we're very excited to work with them.
So for today, the first artist I want to talk about is Wolfie. We caught him at the New Hands Festival at Healer. And what really caught my attention with him is the amount of emotion he put into his performance. You could really tell, like, he really meant everything he was talking about, because most of the songs he was singing was from an album he recently released or is working on, about a breakup, actually. So, like, and you could just, like, see all the raw emotion in his performance. So the song that I want to play is the last song from the set. And it was kind of like an impromptu thing. Like, he finished up and then everyone was yelling for an encore. So he just threw on one of his unreleased songs.
Last night, this guitar saved my life. I had pills built on the table. I was staring down a knife. You said it's alright, just hold my neck and cry. You know that I'd be crushed if my master up and died. I know you don't got many friends, but you're my only one. Remember we said brighter days would come up with the morning sun. Should really learn to take your own advice, because tonight is not the night for you to make that sacrifice. We don't have to sleep tonight. I know you've got a lot on your mind, but don't cry yet. Just play these frets, and together we'll come out of this alive. Last night, this guitar saved my life. He told me there's been worse things that I've had to survive. Hold tight, you'll meet some friends in time, and all of us together will hold you up with all of our might. Your eyes look so blue lately, wonder why that is. Perhaps the red around them is accenting the iris. Don't mind if they're a little hazy, cause you can let it out. Play the sound and write it down. Tell the world what you're all about. We don't have to sleep tonight. I know you've got a lot on your mind. But don't cry yet. Play these friends, and together we'll come out of this alive.
Was that like auto-tune sound and stuff? Was that him?
Yeah, so you? Like he was running his microphone through his laptop, and he did a lot of live vocal processing throughout the show, which is really cool. I enjoyed it a lot.
Tyler, what's your second band?
The second one is Clint Breeze and The Groove. So they played at Treese. I actually was unable to make it to this specific performance, but when I was going through the mixes, I heard theirs and I knew that I wanted to feature them on an episode. And the song that I want to feature is just like this 10-minute instrumental jam that they had, and it was so cool.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Scene from Indiana Public Radio.
Yeah, that's one of the things I like the most about this recording is there's so many different instruments. So like when they all just go in and trade solos and stuff, it's really cool.
Yeah, that's super. That's awesome. I love that.
So the group I'm going to be featuring is Triptides. So they're like a psychedelic rock band. I actually saw this band way back in my freshman year of high school in Bloomington. And so when I saw that we had them again, I was like, dibs, I want to. And their sound from when I saw them the first time to now, it's kind of changed, but not like a whole lot. But I definitely think they are like a tighter group now. And they definitely sound a lot more on the psychedelic side more than like the rock side. So, and this was at Square Cap Final.
Where are they from?
So they're actually LA based, but they started it like indie, but then they like moved.
Oh, they moved? Whoa. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so.
Awesome. That's like a lot of bands' dreams,
big
actually.
Things. Very Grateful Dead-esque. Pretty psychedelic and jammy in that sort of way.
Yeah, that was that Back Alley Ballyhoo, right?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
My first artist that I'm featuring is Philia, and he performed at Pioneer during Virginia Avenue Music Festival. He's kind of, he's a drummer in this kind of, it's like, I don't know, a group, but his music is electronic dance music or kind of electronic music, somewhere between electronic music and funk.
Ooh.
Or, kind of a funky feel to his music. This track that I'm featuring is it's called "This One Is for the Boys," and he explains it in the beginning pretty well. In fact, I'll play that part too.
So I had somebody come up to me and they're like, why is electronic music so much about like girls and like sexiness? So this track is called "This One's for the Boys." This is for all the boys on the dance floor. New lead singer, his name's Tom.
Major support for the scene comes from the Vice President of Information Technology at Ball State, Ball State's Music Media Production Program, our underwriters, and listeners like you who support their local public radio station. Our show is produced entirely by Ball State students. This episode was produced by me, your host, Will Robbins. Special thanks to all the venues and festivals who let us record these artists. To find out more about the bands, venues, and festivals we feature here on the scene, visit our website, indianapublicradio.org/thescene. This has been The Scene from Indiana Public Radio.